This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Spoil your loved ones this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse with big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. Shop in store or online today. There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
When you love to just knock the top off one.
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session. I feel good! On Triple M.
Fat, have a go at the stars we've got this hour.
Well, Jimmy boy, one of them's got some heat about him. Actually, it's former Australian cricket coach and Brisbane Heat assistant Darren Lehman.
Oh, wobble guts.
Yes.
Plus, Melbourne's Bailey Fritch joins us ahead of the final starting next week. And I also want to know when you, not you personally, our audience, have been a hero.
Well, 1994 qualifying final, Jimmy. Oh, 80 metres out, siren's gone. Rock and rolling season. Billy, you are king of Geelong.
We need to get to a break quickly so we can revisit our trip to Mansfield where we spoke to Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly, wow.
Grab another glass because JB and Billy are back soon. It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR. I feel good.
Of course, we are coming from Mansfield today, boys, and we're joined by a local hero and Collingwood Premiership star, Craig Kelly.
None of the above, but I know Nine, the last time they greeted the judges
they
up
did
here.
Premiership.
Somehow Ned was the coach. We need to get to the bottom of it. I think we got him on the line now. Ned, are you there?
Oh, don't you start. I mean, how about the last time you were up there was around about 4 or 5 weeks time down the road and we'd won the flag and you sort of waltzed into town like you'd owned the joint. And I'd been drinking a fair bit of consumed some frothies for the last few days. And you sort of waltzed in as if you'd won the flag yourself, you flog. So,
well, the boys all the boys all got around me because I was an A-lister, but...
Explain, I mean, if there's some of the boys there now, right now, they'll be listening at you going, what is that little skinny bloke doing in God's country up there in Mansfield? Please.
Oh, I can see the great Fish Thompson. He knows what I bring. Please. Now, explain, what I was here to do was see your wife. That's what I was coming up to do. Yeah. I just gave you about a second of my time on my way up to Merrijig. But... is there a statue of you anywhere here? Is any representation?
He wants one.
I thought Fish and the boys had organised at the front of town. As I drive into town, there should be one there.
I've been talking to him. You've been trying to get one since you won the 2009 Premiership. A bronze statue at the footy club or at the start of the town. Guess what? They haven't got enough bronze for your big head.
Don't you start. You came up to the farm and I had you raking rocks and you decided that was way too hard, so you sat in the porch drinking beers.
Yeah, I got hay fever. I nearly died. From rocks.
Hey, the boys are going all right, just quietly. Chaddy Owen's got the guys flying.
Oh, they're going well.
I spoke to Chad, he's got them going. Yeah,
flying up there. They're a bit of a sniff a bit of chance here.
You'd be very pleased, as a former premiership player, and I can't believe I actually ever uttered that sentence, as a former premiership player at Collingwood, you'd be very pleased with your old boy. They're going beautifully.
Just going okay, mate. There's a bit of work to be done. Just a bit of work to be done, yeah.
Keep the bloody lid on. You're going magnificently.
Don't you start. How about you getting all the credit for getting Clarkson?
So I should.
Yourself.
Hey, Ned, you heard a change of venue. It's down at GMHBA now, the qualifying final. It should be, Ned.
Billy, let's just, the facts of the matter is that your lot should win the premiership this year. Chris is going beautifully, as is Steve Hocking back there running the joint beautifully. So it'll be a great game. You guys should be winning it this year. It looks
did
good.
Did you have a premiership reunion last Thursday? Why would you have it on a Thursday?
Mate, what would you know about winning one?
That's a fair point.
Reasonable point.
Oh, the natives like that one, Ned. The natives like that here. But why would you have a premiership reunion on a Thursday?
Well, the good point, Coco. There was, I don't know. It worked all right, though.
Did Brian Taylor, who was dropped from the game, did he MC the reunion?
Yes, I think he... It's interesting. Poor the Bristle, he does a marvellous job. He's wonderful in the room. It was actually the Wiedemann Foundation raised money for past players, but we had the reunion because obviously the last couple of years have been a bit difficult to have a function. So, but it must be a bit hard for Bristle, but he does do a marvellous job
He gets paid.
And he just actually delivered it beautifully. But he's sitting there. It sort of must be a little bit sort of upset about the whole thing, but he is a professional. He was amazing.
Hey, do you look after Adam Kingsley?
I'm not going to say. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Oh, just been appointed coach of the Giants. That's a great effort.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Hey, that's good, because we all thought it was going to be Uze, so that's well done.
There's a couple more to go, so there's a few more happening.
Well, give it to us.
Come on.
Well, good week last week it was with our man Ben Rutten, so that's been fun. And, yeah, let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
All right, well, give us an exclusive.
Come
on the rush hour.
No one will be listening, only here in Mansfield.
Well, there's only three coaches. I mean, if they want an experienced coach, there's Don Pike, Leon Cameron, Ross Lyon.
You're sort all of very going, good.
Well, mate, and credit to you, Jim. I don't think you would have had a lot to do with it. But the board and the mafia made a decision. Clarkson's our man, and that's all they spoke to. That's all they went after. The clubs have to actually get a bit better at saying, let's back ourselves in. They're experienced coach. Ross is right. Don Pike's right, or Leon's right. Let's just go and get him, and off we go.
It's about the only sensible thing I've ever heard you say.
Exactly, yeah.
I so love coming on this show. It's always an upbeat way to feel good about yourself.
All right. Say hello to your beautiful wife for everyone here. And good luck with the Maggies.
Say hello to those lunatics at the bar there.
Say hello to the lunatics. Say hello to
them. They're a beautiful group of people.
Go and enjoy it, mate.
They're just given see you, boys. They've all given you the bird. So see you, Ned.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye, mate.
See you, mate. Triple M's Rush Hour
with JB and Billy. All right, Bill.
Got one.
Anything?
So-so.
At the beach my mum and dad live on, actually. Good Beach in Albany. Well, it's actually around from Albany, near the old whaling station, down the bottom, virtually the southernmost part of Australia.
Is that Albany, where all the ships left in the World War?
It was. Yeah. It was. All the horses went from there. Mm. So, Bill.
Yes.
This bloke is spearfishing.
Right.
With a mate. It's
underneath.
Off the island right at the end of Good Beach, where mum and dad live.
Good Beach.
Yep. He's got his catch bag attached to him.
Yes.
And a 5-metre great white latches onto him.
Latched onto
5 metres.
That's
big. Now, they were going for the catch bag, the
shark. I'm 2, so 2.5 metres.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Massive, Bill. Huge, big bloody thing.
Wow.
Bites him, trying to get the fish in the bag, but huge lacerations in his bottom of his leg and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, I'm cooked. Mm. I'm done.
Done. Blood.
His mate's out there with him. His mate grabs him, drags him to shore, puts him on his back, piggybacks him 2 km to the hospital.
No.
That's a hero.
That is a bloody hero,
2 km.
To the hospital?
Yes.
In Albany?
Albany.
Albany.
Yes. 133353, when have you made a hero of yourself? By the way, Dean joins us in Croydon. Hello, Dino.
Dean.
Hello, bud.
When were you a hero?
Well, I was up in Karra, and a young fellow went up about 200 metres out of the river and went underneath the water. Ooh. And I dived into the water, grabbed him by the arm, but couldn't see anything.
Jeez.
And I pulled him back to shore.
Wow.
That's bloody good.
Did you think he was there somewhere and just grabbed and you found him?
That's all I can do, bud. I couldn't do any more than that.
Well done. Saved the young fella.
That's a hero, Bill.
That is a buddy. Ooh,
unlike you. Mm. Another Dean.
He's from...
Hey, guys.
Yeah, good, Dean. How are you, all right? When were you a hero, mate?
Yesterday, I'm coming back from Bordertown into Kearney Vale, so it's in between Tim Boone and Paul Coucher territory, Billy.
Oh, yeah? Boggy Creek?
Yes, I live across the pub, straight across the road from the pub.
Nice pub there at Boggy Creek.
Boggy Creek. Yes. Well, what happened then, Dino?
So I was coming back from Bordertown, I'm a rep on the road, and coming into Portland on the coming into Boggy Creek and all that, so about an hour. Yep. And this big fat koala was running across the road, so I stopped, shoot it across the road, and I was scared packing myself because these things are pretty vicious.
Yeah.
And chased it up the tree, and I was still packing myself because a lady came out to help me, but she ran into a car, left me standing there after this thing was running up the tree. So yeah, saved one of our endangered species.
Oh, that's good. Very good.
That's nice.
They
koala.
Can turn on you, Bill.
I don't think they can.
They turn on, climb on you.
Do they?
Claws and
wee on you.
Mate, stay there, Dean. Chris in Baxter. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, mate.
When were you a hero?
About 5 or 6 years ago, there was a massive car accident on Peninsula Link.
Yeah.
When they shut the whole thing down. a bloke lost his arm from the elbow down. Tow truck driver got hit.
Yeah.
And me and another tradie pulled over and ripped a bit of telecom rope out of the back of the ute and tied him up from the armpit down and stopped the bleeding until the ambos arrived. And so basically they got there and went, surely not. How is that not bleeding? And he made it.
Wow. A tourniquet.
Well, we didn't remember how to make a tourniquet, so we just kind of did a couple of double granny knots and I had my foot on his stump and old mate had his foot in his armpit and we just hung off it until it stopped bleeding.
Well done.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Well done by you, Chris. Yeah, stay on the line. Love that. Bo Redcliffe.
Bo.
How are we, boys?
Good, Bo. How's Bo?
Yeah, I'm going very well now. I've knocked off.
Oh, beautiful. What are you doing, having a frothy?
Yeah, I'll have a couple shortly.
Mm-hmm. What did you do, Bo?
What sort of noise is that? What happened, Bo?
A few years ago, a few of my mates and that were out fishing in the Mighty Murray.
Yes.
And one of my mates has got an old golden retriever. She's probably 12. She's decided to chase a few ducks, so she's dove in. And as she got wetter and wetter, she's gone under. So the big hero I made myself, jumped up the front, dove in, put her on my shoulder and swam to shore.
Oh. Did you dove in or dive in, Jim?
Bo, that is amazing because 13-year-old golden retriever would have been buggered otherwise.
So she would have been all right for about a minute and then blowing up. And lucky Bo dove in.
You of all people.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart.
And Melbourne's Bailey Fritch joins us.
Welcome, Bailey. Good chatting to you, mate.
Yeah, no, good to be on, boys. How are we going?
Oh, and you still pull the tape out, and what's that grand final, Fritchie?
No, I've actually only watched it once since it happened with mum and dad and my brother and a few friends, so that was good. But, you know, the snippets come up every now and then that fly across the social media, but other than that, no, I haven't watched the full game.
Geez, you would have enjoyed the one in Brisbane Friday night. That's as well as you played nearly all year.
Yeah, no, it's as a team, we really pride ourselves on our contest and our defense. And I think that was at the forefront of our mind on Friday night. And I think that really showed, which was a positive and in some really good form going into a final series, which is great.
Just got their number, Brisbane, too. Every time Melbourne play Brisbane, the game's on your terms almost straight away.
Yeah, it's sort of just worked out that way. We've probably played our best our best three games for the year, probably the two Brisbane games. And the Fremantle game. So, it was nice to get the win and really looking forward to, you know, we've had a bit of a mental break in these last 4 days and back in the club today and setting our sights on Sydney, which is really exciting.
Just having a look at the stats from the game, Jim, Fritch. A 4-goal straight.
That's it.
13 disposals, 13 kicks, no handballs, Jim.
Oh, hello.
No handballs. 6 marks, no tackles and no hitouts.
Well, you're not going to have any hitouts.
Well, maybe a tackle or something, Fritches. Or a handball.
Yeah, I think I used up all my tackles last week. I had 8 tackles last week. Now I've had none this week. So
I tell you what, Friday week, Jimmy, Friday night, MCG, 350 bounce, a 750 bounce. Sorry, I don't know what I'm reading here. 750 bounce. Yes. What a game this will be because Melbourne have been outstanding, found some good form. Yep. Sydney have won 7 in a row, and they play all right against you guys, Fritchie. I was reading a stat today, and don't listen to this, Bales, but Sydney have won 7 out of 8 against Melbourne at the MCG. The last 7 out of 8. Yes.
No chance that's the truth.
I don't know. Is that true, Fritchie?
I haven't really seen the stats, but if that's what you're reading, you're a bit of a stats man. So,
not at all. The complete opposite to that.
Between the two sides, which includes 7 victories in the last 8 battles at the home of footy.
Fair dinkum.
Hey, I was trying to have a bet in the Brownlow, Bailey Fritch we're talking to here. Who's had a better year, Clayton Oliver or Christian Petrarca or Max Gawn?
Oh, it's a tough one. They've all had unbelievable seasons, you know. But if I had to choose one, I'd probably go Clayton.
Yeah. I reckon he's a chance, Jim, for the Brown.
I 100% think he's a chance. I saw him because we're waiting out on the Gabba side of the Gabba.
You're on the grass.
And the boys were all drifting past after doing their pre-match warm-up.
You're on the grass.
And Clayton came wandering up, Bailey. And he put his right hand out, and I put my left hand out because he's broken thumb, so he shouldn't be shaking anyone's hand with the right hand. He's thumbs in plaster.
Well, no.
So I left handshake.
No one knew that.
Bill, as I'm shaking his hand, I said to him, O'Bailey, I said, how does that thing on your thumb affect your ball drop?
Yeah.
He went, I can't kick anyway. That's 100% what he said.
Yeah, he doesn't actually, he's in tight all the time, so he doesn't have to have too many kicks, but the way he hunts the ball is second to none in the competition for mine. It's incredible to watch, and obviously when he feeds it out to, you know, Clayton Oliver, Chipachaka, you know, your nephew Angus, yep, now playing in the midfield.
Yeah.
You're licking your lips as a forward, that's for sure.
And Froffies May, he's back in town. He's playing beautiful footy, old Froffies.
Yeah, Stevie May, he's best fullback in the comp for mine. And, it's a tough day when you come up against him at training, so I'd hate to be playing against him, that's for sure.
Bales, he has won not even a full session on the beers, just has a couple. And Bill's branded him Frothies, and that's what he's been called ever since.
Yeah, I think I've been on probably four or five times on here, and Frothies, mate, has been brought up every
single time.
But he's okay. He's okay. We laugh together, Jim.
Do you? I don't think he thinks it's as funny as you do.
He thinks it sends a little LOL. Well,
I don't reckon he does.
Which is lots of love.
Yeah, thank you. Well, good on you, mate.
Yes,
as Bill said, All Australian squad is a fantastic achievement. Hopefully Wednesday night you'll be in the actual team. 50 goals, of course, and a huge final series coming up for Bailey Fritch. Well done, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Too easy, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Our next guest was a rock in Australia's middle order, making 5 test centuries, 4 in ODIs, and hitting the winning runs in the 1999 World Cup final.
Remember that? That 4 runs, that's 60 for the Australians. What a wonderful performance to win by 8 wickets in the World Cup.
He then coached the Aussies to 2 Ashes victories and a World Cup win in 2015. Please welcome Darren Lehman.
Superstar, this man.
Yes.
He was a superstar when he played. He then dominated as a coach, and now as a broadcaster for Fox Cricket. And we're going to talk about the draft coming up shortly. But Darren Lehman joins us. Big boy, welcome.
Hey, thanks, lads. What an intro that was. I was a bit worried about being calling the rock of the middle order. There's no rock. It was a sloppy gut I used to play with him.
I know, mate. I saw it for 10 straight years. And a pimply fat ass too. I mean,
How are you going, Buff? What are you up to nowadays?
Enjoying. I'm working with obviously Brisbane Heat and Fox, and looking forward to the Big Bash. And as you know, the Big Bash draft's coming up, so looking forward to that on the weekend.
If you had first pick, I got that asked this yesterday. If you had first pick in the draft, who would you go for?
Oh, mate, you can't go past Rashid Khan, can you? Really? Yeah. I mean, he's the best player. Him and Livingston, they're two right up there. But you've got Trent Boulder, who's a superstar of the game. Yeah, you've got Kieran Pollard, Dwayne Bravo, Sam Billings, Shadab Khan. You know, you've got a fair few there to pick from. It's going to be an interesting first few goes, I think.
So tell me how it works, please. We're going to be able to watch it on Foxtel and KO, 6:30 p.m. this Sunday, the BBL draft. How does it work?
Oh, look, obviously, the first picks are Renegades. They drew in the lottery because Renegade Stars and Heat, we finished down the bottom, so they flipped that around a little bit. So they are the first pick, and then it goes Stars, Heat. So looking forward to seeing how it plays out before the Heat get their first go at it. 1-8, and then you go around again. And so there's a platinum group, a gold group, a silver group, and a bronze group. Mm. So 24 spots available through the 4 rounds of 8. So some players are going to, you know, be very happy, then some players are unluckily going to miss out, I suppose.
And I tell you, I like Faf du Plessis.
You love
it.
Well pronounced, Bill.
I know. That's why I just wanted to say. That's all I just wanted to say.
You just wanted to say his name.
Yeah. No. Yeah, well, he surprised me because he was a bit dour, I reckon, when he played cricket, but he's come out and he just slogs them now.
Yeah, he's very good in the shorter format. A good record. And I had him at the 100 with the Northern Supercharge a couple of years ago. He was the captain and really enjoyed working with him. So, you know, he'll be highly sought after as well.
The Hart Foundation Ambassador. Yes. And I know that you've just spoken about your own issues with heart surgery. Bill and I did the coronary angiogram.
We did.
And did that on the news, Buff, to try and raise some awareness of the fact that if you're our age, go to your GP and get this thing checked out.
Yeah, how'd you go, boys? All clear?
Oh, Jim was all clear. I had a bit of a blocked artery, so I had to go back and have a stress test, actually, Boof.
Okay.
A good... But that's why you do this, mate. It's actually you get a little kick in the ass. It's a good wake-up call, and you look after yourself. As what you did, I'm just reading here, mate, you used to smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
That was on a good day. When I wasn't stressed playing cricket. I used to do a lot of bad things, Bill, and it just caught up on me. So for all males out there, females, it can happen to anyone. And supreme athletes, that's the most amazing thing. When you've got heart disease, you don't know about it. So anyone that's having any tightness in the chest or anywhere, really, just get checked out, as you did, Bill, and James. So proud of you too. Very good.
No, it was good. I was a bit worried because I had to go back again and all that. And you do worry because it's the heart and all that. But, gee, you get well looked after, especially here, Jim. They were fantastic.
Yeah, they
were. Boof, I was watching England and South Africa the other day. I thought I'll have a look at this. And I don't reckon England have had an opening pair for 10 years now. They've got two blokes in there that fielding and can't bat at the opening. But South Africa must have the best bowling attack I reckon I've seen for 10 or 15 years, mate. They're unbelievable.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell Paddy Cummins. Those boys, Joshy Hazelwood, they'll be happy with you, Bill. I think they're pretty good.
No.
But you're right. You're right. Yeah. You are right, mate. You are following the game very well, as you normally do. So I would think that's the real challenge of the summer, us getting through their pace attack. They're quick. They swing it. They've got everything, every base covered. I'm not sure how I think our blokes might bat a bit better than probably they will. So that'll be the challenge.
Mate, Marco Jansen, he left arm exactly like Bruce Leed. Bruce Reid.
Yeah,
Bruce Leed.
That's right. Yeah.
Bruce Reid.
But I thought you were talking about the opening batter.
Yeah, that's Lees. He can't bat. Yep. No, Marco Jansen. He's going to be something.
Yeah, he's quite. They've got some quality bowls, as you said, so it's going to be a ripper period.
I went to the pool down there when I was staying at a resort, and, geez, they're all looking for him out in the pool. Marco?
Oh, God. What?
That's bad, Bill. Bad.
That's like embarrassing.
Sorry, Boof. That's shit. Right.
No, Bill. That's all right. Boof, did I hear you before say that's before you were stressed playing cricket? I've never seen a less stressed cricketer in all of my life.
That was outwardly, Jim. I had to worry about not running you out. And I had to worry about running, actually.
There wasn't a lot of running.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Imagine, Bill.
Live from the Dalatide Hotel in Mansfield, Victoria's beautiful high country, we have Bill's quiz, which is always something to worry about, JB.
Now, here we go. We've got the quiz. It's a general knowledge and local quiz for Mansfield, sponsored by Chemist Warehouse. And the prizes, Triple M prize pack. Thank you very much, Triple M. Oh, yeah. And a $100 voucher at the Dalatide. Righto, here we go. G'day, Chuck.
How are you, Billy?
What do you do, Chuck?
I'm retired.
And why is your nickname Chuck?
I can't bowl. I was a wicket keeper.
Oh, good. Righto. Where is Bourke Street?
Melbourne.
No.
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck.
You're better than that.
Look at this bloke's nickname. No, kid, shush. His nickname is Dunno. G'day, Dunno.
Hey, Billy.
Why are you called Dunno?
Because I don't know anything.
There we are. Of course it is.
All right, see if you know this, Dunno. Where is Bourke Street?
Mount Buller.
Oh, he's away.
Away.
Chuck, you should have known that, Chuck. I'll buy you a beer, Chuck. Go up and get a beer. Righto. Number two, Mansfield was originally known as what? What was it named before it was called Mansfield?
The football club?
No, the town. Goes back a bit.
Mount Battery.
Yes, well done. Hey,
Dunno.
Good work. Oh, geez. Well,
he knows a bit, Dunno.
Dunno owns a... what is the postcode?
What does he own? Yeah.
What's the postcode of Mansfield?
3722.
Well done! Three in a row!
Ever listen to Dunno?
It's not a hard question, Bill.
Righto, sing the Mansfield Footy Club Eagles song. Here we go. Start it off. Here we go.
Wait on.
Dunno!
Oh, no!
Come on, Dunno!
Dunno! You are! He's from the footy club!
Oh, no.
Oh, look at the boys! The footy
footy club. No, no, you don't know. You don't know.
They can't believe it, the boys.
Righto, Tane. He's let you in here. Sing the footy club, Eagles. Here we go.
I could only think it's the same colours of Perth, so it's got to be. I don't know.
Tane.
Righto. Club.
We go to Greg. G'day, Greg. He's got another bloke with a goatee. I can't believe it. There's all had goatees.
Mark Rusciutto.
Mark Rusciutto, like. Okay, Greg, the song, The Eagles.
Here we go. We are the boys from Mansfield Town. We wear those. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, keep going. Is that it?
Is that it?
No! 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 I thought it was it, too. You were good, Greg. Righto, here's Benno. Come down here, Benno. How are you, Benno?
Good, Bill.
What do you do, Benno?
My wife and I have got a shop over the road. We can sort you out with a few organic little treaties, Bill.
Oh, hello. Tablets?
No,
tablets, no. Bill.
I thought it might just help me along better. Now, what kind of organic stuff, like?
Anything you can think of.
Oh, jeez.
Hello, right, Bill. Bill's getting a little excited.
Oh, yeah. Sing the Mansfield Eagles song, the footy song.
It's a grand old flag. It's a high-flying flag. It's an emblem for you and for me.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. Yes! Now, are the colours yellow and blue when you sing it, or is it blue and yellow?
They are gold and blue.
Right. I don't know, because that was contentious. Anyway, Benno, we're away. What question was that? We're up to five, Benno. Spell how Q.
No.
How do you say it?
How qua.
Spell how qua.
H-A-W-Q-U-A.
Well done. It's a little town.
Yeah, that's where the girls go for their year nine.
How Q.
Yeah, how Q. Number six. Name a premiership coach of Mansfield Footy Club. Only one.
Craig Kelly.
Do you know the other one?
You only have to name one, but he's asking for the other one.
No, it was David Minch.
Oh, Cementhead was the last one.
But David Minch.
Right, good.
From Geelong. Yeah, you're going well, Benno.
Oh, no.
The man from Snowy River. I want the first line, please, because that's where the movie was shot up here, Jimmy Boy. Yeah, the man from Snowy River. I want the first line of the poem. Benno, what are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Oh, right. Come on.
What do you do when you think, Bill?
Well, I don't he look doesn't. Down.
He doesn't think.
I don't know what I do, to be honest. But come on, Benno, the man from Snowy River. Oh, bang! He's gone.
Benno,
Gil, here's Gil. How are you, Gil?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Yeah, good, buddy. How long you lived in Mansfield?
35 years.
Does that class you as a local?
No.
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 How long do you have to live here to be a local?
Till you die.
Fair income. Is that right? Righto, you'd know the man from the Snowy River, wouldn't you? Give me the first line.
From this was moving at the station for the word had got around. But
keep going, it's good. But the old something got out of the stables. But anyway, well done. Well done. Here we go, only a couple more. Gee, it's been a good quiz. Who finished ninth?
A couple of more.
Who finished ninth on the AFL ladder this year?
Carlton.
Yes! Yeah, righto. What are Pink Ladies and Granny Smith? Oh, you'd know that, Gil. Oh, thank you. Righto, yes, that was an easy one.
That's a good one, Bill.
Righto, we're nearly done, Jim. Yeah, I'm trying to find one more here.
It would be the last question, I reckon, yeah.
How many hearts does an octopus have? Hearts and legs.
2 and 8.
Wrong. Yeah. Bad.
What's that got to do with Mansfield?
Well, there's an octopus I saw out here on the road one day. It's everything. Righto, Davey. What do you do, Davey?
Truck driver.
Good. We've got excavators and things.
Oh, yeah.
Excavators.
Whereabouts? Around here?
Yeah.
Local. You're a local?
Yeah.
How long you lived here?
Oh, probably not long enough to be local.
35 years, bro. Girl, he's not a local.
I've only got 10 under the belt.
Oh, well, you're nowhere near a local. No. Octopuses have how many hearts and how many legs?
1 and 8.
No, Dopey. Who else we got? Josh. Oh, look at Joshy. Hello, Joshy. You win a prize. Don't worry. I think we got some there. Thank you. How are you, Joshy?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Good. What do you do? You're not a jockey.
Nah, work for the Shire.
The Shire. That's an oxymoron.
Thank you, Bill.
Works for the Shire.
Well said.
How many hearts does an octopus have and legs?
3 hearts and 8 legs.
Yes! There we go. There is the quiz. Well done, Bill. Josh. Bill, his name's Josh Bill.
Our next guest, outstanding season, saw him share the spoils with Clayton Oliver to win the 2022 AFL Coaches Association Player of the Year.
Where's Toot?
Look at this. Toot pushes away, straight to the goal, and he's got it. Toot makes it two in a row for Gold Coast.
Please welcome Toot Miller.
Bill. Yep. Second consecutive All-Australian blazer
that,
comes his way, and also sharing the AFL Coaches Association Fairest and Best for the season.
Best and fairest,
we call
it.
With Clary Oliver, exactly. And that is a hell of an achievement too.
Polled in 15 games, Jimmy Boy, with 98 votes. Hey, Took, another great year by you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It has been an exciting year, both for myself and the club, I think. So, yeah, I cannot complain.
And, mate, that is an amazing achievement. Yeah. I mean, all Australian we love.
Yes.
But the Coaches Association, that is the 18 coaches voting you as the best player of the year.
Yeah, mate, it's a very humbling award. I feel like everyone who's in the industry really respects that award. And I think it's something that, because it's voted by coaches, and I guess they're the ones that watch every single little movement of yourself out in the ground. And if you're having an impact, they'll know it about it. So, yeah, I mean, very humbling to be given that award, and obviously even sharing it with Clayton as well. I've played footy with him quite a few times, and yeah, I know that he's an absolute standout player too, so really good.
And we see the year for the Suns, mate. 12th on the ladder, 10 wins. So you've just won, I think it was 5 2 years ago and 7 last year, so 10 wins. So we're building.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were chasing history in that last game because we knew that if we won and we won well, we finished the best we've ever finished, and also we'd have the best healthiest percentage we've had and the most amount of wins. So we actually saw that at a bit of our grand final really that last game, so it was really good to come away with that. So like I said before, really happy with where they're going. We would have loved to be playing finals, don't get me wrong, but I think that it was a successful year to a degree.
All right, so we've got Lachie Neal at $3,
yes,
for the
Jim,
Brownlow,
yeah.
Clary Oliver $4, mm-hmm. Andrew Brayshaw $6, Paddy Cripps.
Yeah.
And very soon after that, we find Took Miller.
Exactly.
And you saw those odds as that good, you jumped on.
Well, I got a bit better odds about 6 weeks ago, Took. So you got to be a chance. You've had a really good year. You've won the Coaches Award. Geez, you'll be there about, surely.
Oh, it'll be pretty cool. At least, I'll tell you what, at least it'll be a good night to be there because you know that you kind of, you're with a bit of a chance. And yeah, I mean, there'll be a bit of cameras on our table, which would be nice, and it'll be an enjoyable night. So it'd be nice to take it out, though. I'll tell you that.
If you could have a bet, who would you bet on?
I'll tell you what, I'd actually would love to see. I feel like Clayton Oliver is an obvious choice, but I'd love to see Brayshaw. I just feel like underrated, had an unbelievable year. Like last few games, probably didn't shine as hard as he did earlier, but tell you what, he absolute workhorse. I felt like he just had a really good year. The team was playing good footy.
So, Maddie, has she got the frock sorted out yet, Took? Are we down to crown?
She could wear the gold one she wore last night.
Yeah. I tell you what, the stress levels were absolutely through the roof. That's unbelievable. But she's sorted. We're getting looked after by Jamie, who's done a few other people in the past, and he's been kind enough to look after us going into the Brownlow to take a bit of the stress off and kind of just sort everything. But I can tell you what, being in Maddie's shoes, I would not want to be that. Well, it's a killer.
It's unreal, isn't it, Jim? The girls.
Well, just here's my advice.
Yeah.
Having been down this path a fair bit, you have two fat.
Yes.
Whatever the girls want to spend on their dress, Took,
have it.
Let them have it. Whatever the amount, just give it to them. And then make sure there's a bottle of champagne in the sweet,
yes.
So that when they're getting ready and they get the makeup artist through and the hair and all the rest of it, there's a little nice bottle of bubbles, and you at the same time too, get the hell out of there.
Go down the bar.
Yeah, I'll make sure of that. I'll keep a note for that for sure.
What? Pick 29 in the 2014 draft. Took Miller has been an absolute star for this club.
And if you win the Brownlow, I'll buy you a pot.
It's not even a skewy.
No, not even a skewy. You're getting a pot.
That's where are we?
You might get a 7, actually, a little 7 ounce.
Throwdown.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I got another one, Jim. Oh, just like the other one.
Time to get the family involved, 133353 style.
Oh, here we go.
I was reading on the internet, Fat, the following.
What?
An art teacher has won an unfair dismissal case because last year during a live stream class, or as we call it, a Zoom class,
yeah,
her pet cat jumped on the camera a couple of times.
Yeah, that's okay.
And the education tech company that was employing her sacked her.
No.
Yes.
Because the cat jumped
onto the camera a couple of times during the class.
Wow.
They said, and I'm quoting here, she had taken part in non-teaching activities during the class.
Well, boo-hoo for them, Jim.
Well, so she's doing her teaching.
Yeah.
Her cat jumps in front of the camera a couple of times. She gets the flick.
Yeah.
So, hence, 133353, how have you lost your job?
Unusual.
Unusual.
I like it,
because,
Jim.
Because,
what happened?
I got the ask from KFC.
KFC?
Yeah. As a kitchen hand when I was 14. Because I talked too much. So the boss came into me. I turned up for the next shift. He goes, listen, mate, nothing wrong with your work, but you never shut up. So that was the end of me.
No.
I got the sack.
From KFC.
From KFC as a kitchen hand at 14 for talking too much.
Oh, Jim.
Bill, that's unusual.
I lost my job at KFC for eating too much.
Alex is in Yarrawonga. Alex.
Hey, boys, how you going?
What happened, Alex?
About 30 years ago, I got an apprenticeship as a brickie, and this one particular day, I had to work back till about 8 o'clock. We had this massive job on, and at about the same time, I met this girl, and we're going out with each other for a couple of weeks. And so I called the boss and organised to have, well, it was a sick day, which he didn't know. So it was organised. I was going to the girlfriend's place and meet the parents, and the mum was there, having a good time, having a few frothies, and then the dad walks in the front door, and bloody hell, it was me boss, and he sacked me though. He sacked me on the spot.
He sacked bloody you hell. On the spot.
Sacked me on the spot. He said, "You said you were sick," and
That's true. You did.
So I didn't get to finish me roast lamb, and he frog marched me out the bloody door.
Oh, you said you were sick,
and did you stay with her or not? It was all over with the girlfriend.
We only went out one more time, and that was it.
Gee, that's a bad result, Alex. You lost your job and your girl
and the roast lamb.
I was more spewing about the roast lamb, boys.
Oh, that's funny. Stay on the line like that, Matty in Lancefield.
Hello, Matthew.
How are you, boys?
Good. What had happened to you?
Younger brother, actually, Billy.
Yeah.
Used to be an old strawberry farm out there at Willamavin. And they used to hire the kids to pick the strawberries, you know, $5 a bucket you used to get.
Yep.
Anyway, we used to have a few bites of strawberries, you know, peg them at each other. Yeah. Anyway, the boss came around and we all jumped back down, and my younger brother thought it was still going. He's throwing a few, and he got sacked on the spot for throwing strawberries and wasting
them. That's funny. Pegging it of each other. Jude's in Glenroy. Hello, Jude.
Oh, hi. How you going, guys?
Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy. That's it. That's it. I had a job as a mushroom picker, and I was I had to pick a minimum of 4 boxes an hour of mushrooms, but I couldn't cut the mustard. So, because I talk too much, a bit like you, JB.
Yes, I know.
So
helps you work better, Jude.
What's that?
It helps you work better if you're talking.
Well, exactly, mate. It's being social. It's being, you know,
a
good person. Yeah, yeah. So the boss and I decided, because I knew the boss, she actually got me the job.
Right.
We thought it was, you know, probably best that I could, probably best to go our separate ways.
I can't believe she got sacked for talking too much.
That's unreasonable.
Good
Mitch
work.
In Corio.
Mitchy boy.
Hey, how you going, Bill, JB?
Oh, good mate. Out there a cryer. What did you do, Mitchy boy?
Oh, I had a carpentry apprenticeship about 2 years ago, and just thought that we had a cricket grand final coming up.
Ooh.
So I thought, I'll warn the boss. If we win it, I might not come in Monday. Turns out I went back Wednesday and forgot to tell him that I wasn't coming in on Tuesday, and he sacked me for it.
You obviously won the grand final, and you celebrated, Mitchy.
Yeah. Definitely good celebrations too.
Probably 2 days is a bit much, yeah. Mitch.
I'll guarantee you I wasn't sober on the Wednesday when I went in either.
There's Jack in Richmond. Hello, Jackie boy.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
How'd you lose your job, unusual?
I was watching Dumb and Dumber. I just got a new job at McDonald's when I was about 15. And the scene where he stuck his tongue on the pole.
Yeah.
So I was getting some frozen nuggets from the cool room. And I thought, I wonder if this will happen. So I put the tongue onto the pole and ripped the tiny chunk out of it.
Oh, no.
got stuck for about 20 seconds, ripped my tongue off, was bleeding profusely. Had to go back out there and pretty much say what had happened because I couldn't talk because I was bleeding so much and they didn't give me any more shifts.
Oh, Jack. Oh, that really happened, Jack.
Yeah, it definitely happened.
Oh, dumb and dumb. That's funny. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Drink anyone?
Yeah. Cheese them?
Mark from... Look, I've just said something really embarrassing and there's been a nice pregnant pause. Yes. Anyone like a cheese them? So we flick it around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 week we have Idiot File, they go forever, and are humorous. And then if Matty gets bored in the booth, he tends to swing towards the Idiot song. And I love these because mm-hmm. they're Triple M faithful favourites.
They are.
And in the middle of it, we get you.
Yes.
And this one is one of your favourites.
Jesse's Girl. Is that it?
I'd rather you play the song, Rabs.
Rabs. Of course, he could have been on Masked Singer. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. His wife, Gazelle.
Gazelle. Jesse is a friend. Two best friends that anyone could have. He's been a good friend of mine. Friends?
No. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl
and I want to make her mine. Ooh. And she's watching him with those eyes. I'll sum Joseph up in one word, Jim.
Oh, what was that sentence? And he's holding her in
his arms late at night. Come to Big Papa.
Ooh.
All the best to you, Hurls. On the other flip of the coin, Jim, or even the other side of the coin. Where can I find a woman like
that, like Jesse's girl? Rosie will do a magnificent job of pushing around. You'll be there.
Yeah, you'll
and
be
duck.
There. No duck. No duck.
What hasn't happened yet?
I've got an incline.
An incline.
An incline.
You've got an incline. And I'm looking in the mirror
all the time. Happy with what I'm seeing in the mirror.
The mirrors are broken at Bill's joint. I've been funny, I've been cool with the lines.
Ain't that the way love's supposed to be? But up next, we chat to the lizard. Sydney's Nick Blakely.
Oh!
Sydney's Nick Blakely. Tell me, where can I find a woman like that? And you know what today month is, Jim?
Oh, this is
today month.
Well, that's not a sentence.
It is.
You can't say today month.
Grand final day.
Is that what that today month bit meant?
That's
a month good. From today.
Well, I like to shorten.
Do you?
What about family? We've obviously got
he's got one.
Rahu. Then, Jimmy, we're eight. Where can I find a woman like that, like Jesse's girl? I'm going to see Matty now because he can't use that chick.
Oh, I love him. I love
he's
Matty.
He's dirtied up.
I know. I love Matty. He is liquid gold.
I did, but I don't. So he can get stuck.
He was about to walk out with his headphones on. No. And they were going to go twang. So
yes.
He calls him Nick Blakely.
Yeah.
And then realises he said the wrong thing. And then calls him Nick Blakely again.
Because I was very happy with my lizard, Jim. Jim. Hey, guess what? We are friends. You said we weren't friends in that.
No, we're not. We're not. I don't
know. Hurt me.
When also, did that get said?
During that, weren't you listening?
Nope.
No.
Not to that bit.
No. And also, my new place, Jim. Guess what I haven't got in my new apartment?
What?
A mirror.
Good. Yeah. I would leave it that way.
It's bloody hard. We haven't got a mirror.
No, it isn't. Not for you.
I just like to sneak past it and just get a little glimpse as I go past.
Oh, my God.
When I nude up.
Oh, no.
That is a little glimpse.
Please turn him off.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or groan.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Here we go.
Oh, just struggling a bit today, Jim. Oh, so we'll just put that out there.
No way.
This is no good. I might have another one. We'll just see how we go.
You wouldn't believe it, Jim. I cooked up this beautiful pizza last night.
Did you?
But I've lost my pizza cutter.
Have you?
So I used a Bryan Adams CD. It cuts like a knife. Now it cuts like a knife.
Oh, no. See, this is the thing with a joke. You've set the bar so low that everyone just expects them to be poor, yeah. And they are.
Well, no, I've got another one for you.
Oh, have you? Yes, so you're not...
A special Tuesday. Jim, it's really hard to say what my wife does for a living. She sells seashells on the seashore.
That's better.
That's better.
The first one was appalling.
And he got it out too.
That because you got it out, the second one was better.
She sells seashells on the seashore.
Yeah, no, that one's better.
What about the owl?
Ryan Adams, no good. But that one better.
And the owl? You were yesterday.
Oh, I've already forgotten about that.
Oh. Well done,
seashells.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off air if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR. I feel good. Triple M's Rush Hour. Get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. The male grooming range that's made with beer. Go on, you've earned it. Triple M.